Do you have a golf trip with the boys planned this summer? Or are you looking for an excuse to have one? Do you want to get that trip sponsored? Well, Mizzen & Main has you covered. Mizzen & Main, the makers of the greatest dress shirt of all time, makes more than just work clothes. If they can make a dress shirt comfortable, imagine what they can do with golf polos, pants, shorts, pullovers, and even t-shirts. Right now, they're looking for golfers who want free polos. If you and your golfing group are planning a trip this summer, you can apply for free polos and swag for your entire group. You may have seen a few professional golfers wearing Mizzen on TV on Sundays. Everything they make is good enough for the PGA pros and comfortable enough for even the highest of handicappers. The Mizzen & Main Bro-Am is a sweepstakes running from February 26th until March 10th. It's a chance to get your group of golfing buddies covered in Mizzen & Main along with a bunch of free swag. All you have to do is apply at mizzenandmain.com/bro-am-sweepstakes. All the info is on their social channels as well, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and everywhere else. After you've applied for the Bro-Am, because why not, it's free, visit www.mizzenandmain.com to start shopping. Use promo code GOLFIQ to get 25% off $130 or more at mizzenandmain.com. This is the Golf IQ podcast, a place for golf nerds to dive into the science and uncover the secrets to playing better golf. I'm the host, Luke Herdeneen, and welcome. Drew, we're going to talk about footwork today, which may sound boring to some, but it is important, and maybe we'll even make it interesting. Crazier things have happened, right?
Whew. It's a fundamental of the game, but I'm not sure we understand what it should be, what it shouldn't be. A friend was talking to me recently, and he was explaining he didn't really know where his weight was supposed to go or what he was supposed to do with his feet throughout the swing. I mean, you see Scottie Scheffler shuffling around in the downswing, and you see other guys like Justin Thomas coming off their toes, up onto their toes, and you see some guys who have really quiet feet, like Adam Scott maybe. So it's, what are you trying to do with your feet, and what shouldn't you do, and what does work?
Yeah, good idea. So let's just take this chronologically, right? The golf swing doesn't take that much time, but a lot happens between your feet during that time. So starting at setup, basically you're looking for a 50-50-ish spread over both your feet, right? There, some people may quibble with this, and their coaches say, oh, well, with your irons, you want a little more weight on your lead leg, so let's call it 60-40, and with your driver, maybe something like 60-40 in the opposite direction, but 50-50 for the most part. Most coaches aren't going to quibble with them saying 50-50, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And a drill that Scott Hamilton, top tour coach, gave me to help you feel that top there, to help you feel that 50-50, is to just get a weight, 20 pound weight or something that weighs about 20, 30 pounds, and hold it out in front of you in a golf posture. And it's very hard to not be 50-50. You'll kind of just naturally balance into that 50-50 position.
Yeah,
looking to feel that.
It's a really good point. If you were to just lift up a big case of water or something, you're going to get balanced in a hurry, because your body will recognize, wow, this is the easiest way of doing this. So I would highly recommend anybody trying that if they just want to get the feeling of balance. And then as they start their golf swing, basically, they start taking the club away. Those first few feet of your golf swings should really, almost all of your weight should be shifting to your right leg for right-handed golfers. You should be shifting away as much as possible.
Absolutely. That first part of the swing, like you said, all going into your right foot. But then some people might ask, well, where into your right foot? And that's something I think people get a little mixed up on. Should it be going into my toe? Should it be going into my heel? I sort of, in my swing, feel like it goes in. A lot of the pressure traces that you look at these PGA Tour players, sort of fairly in the middle of the right foot. Maybe if you rotate your hips in the backswing, it's going to get into that right heel a little bit more. Certainly not. I wouldn't imagine you'd be feeling it going towards your right toes.
Yeah, definitely not your right toe. Sort of the middle of your right foot and then gradually moving into your heel. But once the club is parallel to the ground, you should really be all the way onto your right side, sort of not necessarily the outside of your right foot, around right squarely in your right foot.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
And then as you're bringing the club up, actually, you should start shifting back to your left leg for right-handed golfers. This is called recentering. You've probably heard it on this podcast before. You've maybe even read it. The guys at Athletic Motion Golf do a great job of explaining this too. A lot of people used to think you load up your right leg, you're all the way over on your right side at the top of your backswing, and then you swing through. Actually, that right into left, that movement happens a lot sooner than people think. You max out at the end of your takeaway, your right leg, and then you start shifting back into your left leg by the top of the backswing.
Exactly. And what that does is once you start down, you have a lot more stability because all your weight is mostly on that left leg, that front leg, which is a very stable move. But I like what you said about loading into the inside of the right leg. I feel like that's very important, is to not get your weight going towards the outside of that trail foot. That's a very unstable move if you get the weight, you know, past the inside of that foot. So you really want to feel like it's loaded up into the inside of that trail foot. And you can let your left, your front heel, your left heel for right-handed golfers come off the ground a little bit if you need to feel that weight shift. That's a good way to feel it, to make sure you're not hanging on your left side. If you have a reverse weight shift, you might be staying on the left side, your front side in the backswing. So letting that front heel, that left heel come up is a good way to sort of get into that right side.
Yeah. And the problem with over shifting into your right side or shifting for too long on the backswing is that almost every golf just isn't coming back. If you get too far into your right side, or you're just hanging out there too late, there's no way you're going to get back into your left side by the time to hit the ball, which means you're going to hit chunks, you're going to hit thins, you're probably going to come over the top because that's a move that creates an over the top move. There's all sorts of bad things that can happen. When you think about pros, if you track basically their belly button or just below their belly button, they move their belly button 5 inches closer to the target by the time they get to impact. 5 inches closer. That's so much. If you just demonstrate that at home, that is so much that they shift into their left leg. You need to get a head start on that. You need to get going into your left leg early, which means all of this needs to happen early. You need to get right, and then you need to get left. So yes, this is a super important thing that really can't emphasize enough. But as we're talking about the early downswing, something that I've written about in a recent Golf IQ newsletter, which you can check out, is the feeling of pushing into your left toes for right-handed golfer. This is super important, right, Drew?
It's a secret move for power, but also a draw move. Getting that, you're going to create a lot of ground force, as you've written about, by pushing into your left toes, but you're also going to slot the club. You're going to get the club coming down on an inside path, because you're allowing your body to stay closed for a little longer as you come down by moving into your left toes, versus someone who just kind of spins into their left heel initially. That's an over the top move.
Yeah, exactly. And then once you push into your left toes, then you almost don't need to think about it at that point, because the more you push in, the more your body will be able to jump out of your left toe. That creates the inside to out path that can help you hit draws or push fades or whatever the heck you want to do with it. It creates lots of power. It snaps the club through. It's all good things. So this is the basic sequence. But before we wrap here, Drew, I guess I did want to point out that you're probably not going to be able to think about all of this as you swing, and you shouldn't think about all of this in your swing. I'd be interested to hear what you say, but I would say it's important to understand what should happen in the golf swing, that you move into your right side, then you move into your left toes hard, and then you swing through. That's the feeling, that stepping motion. Right foot, left toes, right foot, left toes. I think a lot of golfers would be well served to remember that.
Absolutely. I think if I were to take one or two mantras from this podcast, or swing thoughts, I should say, into my next practice session or round, that's what it would be. Load my trail leg and then get into my front toes.
Hello, I'm Luke Curdenine, the host of the Golf IQ podcast, and we've got some very exciting news here in Golf Digest land. It's a new newsletter available exclusively to Golf Digest Plus members, and it'll land in your inbox once a week. It's the greatest newsletter in all the land here at Golf Digest, but I admit there is an upstart rival in the ranks, and it goes by the name of the Low Net newsletter with Sam Wyman, who's here right now. Sam, what's the lowdown on your newsletter?
Well, my newsletter, Luke, is the reason that you are competing for second place at best. My newsletter, as you said, is called Low Net. It's geared towards golfers like myself who are very much in the middle of the pack at your course or your club. It's a game I live and breathe, and I'm obsessed with getting better.
No, in all seriousness, it's a great read. It's full of not just really interesting and helpful stuff, but really relatable stuff from the man who probably loves golf the most of anybody here at Golf Digest. So head over to golfdigest.com/plus. Sign up and start enjoying both of these awesome newsletters each and every week.